Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. For today's message, I almost feel like I should be asking, are you ready to rumble? In fact, it was a similar word that I received from the Lord back in 2022 when he said to me, Paula, get ready to rumble. That was the time that he told me to start producing videos on Rumble, the social media site. And let me tell you, it's been contention. So many voices competing for the hearts and minds of the public. And that is exactly where we are in the world at large today. So many voices are attempting to convince us to follow after them. Social media is an open range of opinions, many of which have nothing to do with the kingdom of God or what God desires for his people. So in this season, God is calling us to contend with those voices that oppose his word. He is telling us to wage a warfare with his word, to contend with the word that the world around us is speaking. Whatever God is telling you to break forth in is designed to break down the government systems, the world systems. It may be business systems, but it's not in the sense of negativity. The world is cursed. The world systems are cursed. Everything that's being done and everything we see is attached to the curse. What God has for you and for me is designed to break the system with a blessing. Let's get into today's message. Whatever God is telling you to break forth in is designed to break down the government systems, the world systems. It may be business systems, but it's not in the sense of negativity. The world is cursed. The world systems are cursed. Everything that's being done and everything we see is attached to the curse. What God has for you and for me is designed to break the system with a blessing. So whereas people are suffering, because you have to understand, because people, and I got in this discussion with somebody the other day, was all upset about, you know, why is the president going here and doing this and why can't he leave the government alone? I said, well, if you look at these cities, what's going on, and trust me, I've lived in LA, Chicago, Miami, there's a theme here. A lot of these leaders who don't know God, they live on, negativity. It's like they like the poison of people killing themselves because it feeds the system. It's kind of like the people who are in the medical system, the only way they know is to treat medicine. But if Jesus is the healer and people are getting healed, it's negative. So then they work with government systems or business systems to inflict people with viruses. They put it in your food. They put it in your stuff. Why? They want to contaminate you so that they have business. Okay. So if everybody's healed, then the hospitals will shut down, but they can't survive. So they need sick people. So that means they need to get people shot. They need to do friction within the cities to cause people to come against each other so people get shot and killed, so people have business. This is how the world sets up. So it's a negative incentive all the way around, except for those who are getting rich off of it. And this is what people have to really, truly grasp in these last days, that the systems are going to fail because they are a negative cycle systems. Like someone was saying the other day, they were talking about they worked in insurance and how they're having to fight for insurance. And they're like, well, wait a minute. The insurance company didn't want to pay a certain claim. Was it the person, they didn't believe the person paid enough? Well, I said, okay, did they pay in the money? They said, yeah, according to the rules, yeah. So then they have to pay out, yeah, but they don't want to. Why? Because they're gambling on the fact that that ain't going to happen. But they're looking at odds. They're like gambling. Okay, they're looking at numbers, probability charts, saying, well, that's never going to happen. But if it happens and they got to pay, they got to pay. But that's not how the business is built. The bill was so that they wouldn't have to pay. I know it sounds awkward, but this is how everything is in our world. So what Jesus came to do was put it on the right track so that people don't have to be sick. They don't have to be going through these negative things in the earth, but they live a good life, a pleasant life where they're stress-free. Because you have people stressing over sickness and disease. You got more people on TV talking about sickness and disease and stuff like that. That's crazy. The very things that God came against that sent Jesus and Jesus was healing, they're now telling you, you need this medication, you need that. Why? These companies need to make money. The only way they can make money is if you're sick. Likewise, the only way banks can make money is if you're broke. So the sickness, disease, the lack are those very things that Jesus showed you don't have to live that way in the kingdom. Peter, we talked about Peter last time and his boat. He was a suffering fisherman. He heard the word of God, and then Jesus said, launch out. And of course, he was an expert. He thought he knew everything, but he says, okay, at your word, I'll launch out. And what happened when he did? He changed the whole industry of fishing in that village. Why? He had a word from the Lord that he didn't have to toil, because that's a curse. He didn't have to stress out. No. And so the kingdom, when we're saying we're having contention, we're contending with negative forces that want you to believe that you're going to die, you're going to be sick, you're going to be lack. And the only hope you have is the government or these businesses. No, our only hope and our source is God. Jesus Christ came to show that. So when I'm talking about contention, you're the light contending with the darkness. And I have a few notes here because I talk about this in the book, because we are the government of God. And what happens is when we operate in obedience, the laws of God start to work and things start to change. Things will start to get easy for people. And people are like, well, how did this happen? How did I have an excess when I didn't know how this happened? Well, we followed the laws of God. Tithing, giving, and receiving. That's God's system. But it's according to what he's told us to give and receive. For me, he says, okay, Paul, I'm calling you as a prophet and apostle to the nations. Okay, so, but part of your job is going to be writing books, speaking messages, doing music. And as you do that, the lives of people are changing. Healing is happening. People are getting delivered. People get delivered just hearing the word. It's like, okay, so our obedience is coming against the systems of this world. And that's what you have to understand. And that's what the Lord wants you to know. The kingdom of God is here. Now, we have to walk by faith. And remember when COVID came and the Lord was talking about his kingdom is bringing all this wonderful stuff. And then COVID hit. And I'm like, duh. Or what is it? He said, wage a warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. He says, wage a warfare. Because the devil knows what God was doing was good. And he's like, oh, let's throw a monkey wrench in the plant. Let's set up something so negative that they won't even hear God anymore. Let's tell them they're going to die. Tell them they're going to be sick. Tell them this is going to happen to them. This is a tactic of the enemy. And he's coming again, people. He's coming again with something even worse. Why? He knows he cannot stop God. The devil cannot stop God. Wicked men in this earth cannot stop God. All they can do is throw dirt up at you, throw distractions at you to keep you from going forward. But the Lord is saying it's time to contend with the enemy. And it may mean contending. It may mean contending with him in battle. And that's what I want to get back to you with Deuteronomy. So now we know the government of God is on his people as we obey God. Now, the Lord has showed me this years ago. He showed me, especially one of the things that I was doing, I come up against government leaders many times. But he also showed me that there were certain leaders that were determined. They went through witchcraft and they were determined not only to stop me, but stop my family and people like us who were hearing God with these new systems, those who were breaking forth. And the Lord said, they cannot stop you. He said, no matter if they're in the White House, in the government houses, in judges' seat, he said, they cannot stop anyone who's walking in my will. And he says, because if they do, they will lose their lives. And then he took me back to the book. Deuteronomy chapter 2 is the scripture that he gave me this morning. Chapter 2 in Deuteronomy, verse 24. And this is the order God gave to his people. He says, rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Okay, so the Lord is telling his people, these are ex-slaves. These are former people who were enslaved in Egypt, and God has given them now, after 40 years of wandering around, I want you to contend with this particular king because his land is yours. And what did he do? The people went and said, okay, we want to pass through your land. He's like, nope. Sihon said no. So Lord said, contend with them. I've given them to you. I've given his land to you. Kill them. And that's what he did. They killed the king, slaughtered the people, took the land. Why? It was there to begin with. But then, because this king refused to let the people, all they were going to do is pass through. Oh, we'll pay for whatever we use. We can bring business to you. Say, no, I don't want you here. And God said, go. And so you have to understand, God will send you into territories where the enemy don't want you there. I almost say that everywhere he's going to send you, the enemy doesn't want you. Because he doesn't want you to take what's his. And he's a squatter. It's not his. It's yours. So that happened again with another king, Og of Bashan. The same thing. He refused to let the people go through. Well, we'll pay for this. We'll do everything. No, you're not coming through here. God said, go through there. Again, God opened the door to Bashan like he did with the Amorite king. Said, okay, go through. Okay, they fight with you. They're dead. And he did. Killed them, took, and gave the people the property. So what I'm saying in this hour is, if you hear the word of God, if you hear God telling you to do something, do it. Don't worry about the enemy. Because if you are hearing God and you're doing it the way he told you to do it, they can't stand. They won't stand. And if they come against you, they're dead men.
Beloved, you heard it. God cannot be stopped. Align yourselves with his plan and purpose. Find out how God wants you to execute the plan. Then break forth. Do not fear the enemy. He who comes after you. He who comes against you. He who attempts to stop you. They will be sorry they crossed your path. For God is ridding himself of his adversaries by saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. If you enjoyed this message and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you won't miss out on what God is doing in this season before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time, thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, the book, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews, is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.